Because as Paul says, who am I seeking to gain approval of, men or God? We must continually ask ourselves that introspective, important question, is my life based upon winning the pleasure and approval of men, or is it based upon winning the pleasure and approval of God? Walking with Christ in the world. Brethren, the gospel is right here. And you know what the gospel is? It's finding repentance and atonement in Christ and walking with Him from there throughout the rest of your life. Enjoying His presence and His correction and His love and His approval. It's right here for us. Yet we walk away from it, and so many have tried to pervert the gospel because they're not seeking to win God's approval. They're seeking to win men's approval. Churches throughout time, throughout all ages, have set aside the gospel of Christ, turned it around, and made it more friendly for men and less friendly for God. You know, it used to be a buzzword. I haven't heard it too much in the last few years, but it used to be a very big buzzword among evangelical Christian churches, and it was called seeker-friendly. Seeker-friendly. We need to have a seeker-friendly church. In other words, what they were trying to say was, we need to make it really easy lost people to come to our church and feel right at home and comfortable. I want to tell you, we need to welcome people. I want people to come. We need to love people. We need them to come. We pray that God would bring many into the sound of the gospel. But I want to just tell you the truth. I want to love you enough to tell you the truth. If you're lost, you're not going to be comfortable. You're not going to be put at ease in the face of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not going to make you at ease. And by the way, there's some sense to this. Who's the seeker anyway? The Bible tells us that men don't seek God. God seeks men. So if we're going to be seeker-friendly, let's be friendly to God. Let's honor Him. And when we bring this to the attention of lost people, this gospel is going to make you uncomfortable. And those of you that have been saved, how many times have you been in church and your feet were on fire and your insides were turned inside out because you knew you weren't where you needed to be and all you wanted to do was hit the door as fast as you could? Why? Because the gospel was being preached. It was being proclaimed. The truth was going forth and you didn't like it. But let me ask you another question. Which would have been better? You to sit there and listen to the chastisement of God, to come back into His fellowship and His mercy and His grace, or to walk out the door unchanged and in the same sad state that you were when you came into the church? And I believe too much of the time our idea of church, it's too easy to slip in, listen to the crazy man speak for 30 to 45 minutes, slip back out, go catch the game, and forget everything you heard. It is time, brethren, to have a moment of eternal clarity, both for saved and lost. This is eternity. Call me crazy if you will. Call me a raving lunatic and a madman. But there is an eternal fire that you're heading to that you need to be rescued from, and only Jesus Christ can do it.